Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sheen coming up live several times throughout the week, tomorrow and Friday, and a video on Thursday. Interview I did with him a week and a half ago in Los Angeles at his home, his backyard. That is coming up, but we're going to have a key opening salvo in an interview I did with him coming up, never before heard, coming up in the next segment. Start of the next segment, we're going to start simulcasting as well at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, that's when the radio show switches into high gear and becomes a hybrid slash TV show in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, none of this would be possible today, not just without Charlie Sheen and myself, but the great crew, the IT guys, Aaron Dykes, who stayed up here till 8 o'clock in the morning to launch it this morning. Something to do with WordPress, the way you post things when it's a long article. It jumbles it sometimes or doesn't post at all, but we got that all worked out in 30 minutes or so this morning. So just great job with Aaron and, of course, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and just everybody. Just fabulous, fabulous job. I want to play this clip from YouTube yesterday where I began to let people know, get a little bit of an idea of what was coming up. Here's that clip.
Folks, it's Monday, September 7th, 2009, and I'm taping this special message because a lot of people are on the edge of their seat. In the last few days, I've been telling you we have a huge announcement, a huge story, a huge guest coming up on Tuesday, September 8th, 2009. If you're on the edge of your seat, imagine how I'm on the edge of my seat knowing what I know. The information you're going to witness tomorrow took a lot of courage and a lot of time, and it's revolutionary. It's going to be a big national news story. There's no doubt in that. But if people get involved, if people realize the revolutionary information and the revolutionary development and get involved, we may take this country and this world back from the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge announcement. In 14 years on radio, this is the biggest thing I've done, the biggest thing I've been involved in. We've broken a lot of huge stories, had a lot of really amazing guests on. This is bigger than all of that. This is the biggest thing I've ever done. Be sure and join me Tuesday, September 8th, 2009, 11 a.m. at Infowars.com on the radio. Earlier in the morning, you're going to see some posts on the website that give you a big idea, but not the whole story. And throughout the week, there's just going to be more and more developments. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be absolutely amazing, and I'm just blessed to be involved in it. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, Infowars.com.
Okay. Now, think about this. Just having Charlie Sheen on your radio show or TV show, because he doesn't do a lot of media, it is big. That's a big story for any radio show. To have him coming out boldly for 9/11 Truth after the fact that it was top news story off and on for 3 months on Fox and CNN with all the attack pieces against him, and that he would come out a second time, but even bigger and more bold, and all the work that was put into this 20 minutes with the president and the bibliography and the 20 bullet points that give you a 2020 bird's eye view of what really happened on 9/11. It is nothing short of ultra massive. Ultra massive is the word. And again, more is going to be breaking throughout the week. That letter is only the beginning, but we're not doing a whole bunch of the interviews today because we want the focus to be on the 20 minutes with the president piece that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When I say this is the biggest thing I've ever done, think about how we did the Obama Joker Infowars.com contest from Berlin to Tokyo, from London to Austin, Texas, from San Francisco to areas in Latin America, German TV, you name it. Showing people the power of just putting posters up. Now people are putting other posters, other ideas. They're just getting politically active. They're going out at the grassroots. It's showing people the power they have through the poster revolution. This is going to be much bigger. It's already going to be a big news story, but that's not the main issue. That's the detonator on the larger explosive in the info war. It's you going out, the town halls, the meetings, the congressional meetings, calling into talk radio and bringing up the fact that 6 of the 10 members of the commission say it's a total whitewash. If the public learns about that, then the lie will completely collapse. Stay with us.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Tuesday, the 8th day of September 2009. We're now into hour number two. We just began simulcasting the radio show live on the web at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, from PrisonPlanet.tv. 20 Minutes with the President, written by Charlie Sheen, written in the context of a meeting he would like to have with the President, and the proof and the evidence that we have a cover-up taking place surrounding the tragic attacks of 9/11. We're coming up on the 8th anniversary of those tragic attacks here in just a few days. 9/11 has been used as the pretext to set up Homeland Security, to launch wars in Afghanistan, Iran, now going into Pakistan. It has been used to put the body scanners that scan your naked body in the airports. It's been used to put out the DHS reports now saying right-wingers, gun owners, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters are terrorists in the MIAC and DHS reports that we broke when police and others gave us those documents, including a federal marshal. They said it was for foreigners, you know, supposed terrorists, and then now they admit it's for us, the American people. All of this has been done on the back of 9/11. And Obama promised to end the wars. He promised to stop the torture and secret arrests and indefinite detention. He's expanding all of that. And in his letter to the president, Charlie Sheen, in 20 Minutes with the President, lays all that out, and it has a bibliography that links to the Washington Post, the Associated Press, to videos, to audio, of six of the 10 members It's hard to label their dissension as infighting or as a conspiracy theory when 6 of the 10 members are statements of fact. And you look at what the different members of the commission said. The statements from Commission Co-Chairman Thomas Keenan Lee Hamilton, Commissioners Bob Kerry, Timothy Romer, John Lehman, as well as statements from Commissioner Max Cleland, an ex-senator from Georgia, who resigned stating, "It's a national scandal. This investigation is now compromised. One of these days, we will have to get the full story because the 9/11 issue is so important to America, but the White House wants to cover it up." 6 of the 10 saying this, and 2 of the 5 lawyers, the council members, saying they wanted to refer it to the Justice Department for criminal cover-up by the White House and the Pentagon, deliberately lying and covering up. These are quotes. He also described President Bush's desire to delay the process as not to damage the 2004 election bid. They suspected deception to the point where they considered referring the matter to the Justice Department for criminal investigation. "Mr. President, this information alone is unequivocal grounds for a new investigation." We're going to go over these quotes coming up in the next hour by the commission members. That is only a small part of what's covered in 20 minutes with the president. And we have this article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Charlie Sheen requests meeting with Obama over 911 cover-up. And he's asking activists to go out to the town halls and the tea parties, already one of the largest contingents at Ron Paul events, tea parties, are 9/11 truthers. He's asking We Are Change and 9/11 Truth to go to more events, to go to these town halls. He's asking the press corps to ask President Obama if he's going to investigate, as 6 of the 10 members said needed to be done. 6 of the 10 members called for an investigation saying it was all a fraud, a cover-up, a criminal cover-up. These are quotes. This has to be responded to. He's asking Hollywood people, business people, prominent people, everybody to come out on your blogs, your websites, to the media, and speak out against this. He's also asking for President Barack Obama to meet with him and to look at the facts in this fictional meeting he wrote up with the president as a way to frame the information and present it. He hands the president several folders of evidence. There's links in the 20 bullet points, in the 20 minutes with the president, that give you a 2020 bird's eye view of what really happened. So the public themselves, in the 20 minutes with the president, is being briefed as if they were the president, being given the research, the material. The most focused, the most researched, damning evidence of 9/11 being an inside job. Now, again, Charlie Sheen is going to be live with us tomorrow, live on Friday. We have a taped interview, audio interview. We're going to be airing some clips of the day and tomorrow as well. We have a video interview we're doing that's going to be up Thursday, where things get ratcheted up. This is a call to action, a peaceful revolution of information. The COINTELPRO is going to go crazy. The establishment's going to attack this. The neocons, the George Soros crowd, the controlled left, the controlled right, and the establishment will try to attack through the Patriot, Liberty, 9/11 Truth ranks, using COINTELPRO, using agents of influence, using jealousy. Doesn't matter. You just move forward. Get this out. Charlie Sheen requests meeting with President Obama over 9/11 cover-up. Actor demands investigation be reopened after majority of 9/11 Commission members say government lied about official story. And yes, we've had some media call here to the office, some TV and radio and print, saying, is Charlie Sheen really write this letter? Is he really asking for the meeting? Yes. Remember, Charlie Sheen came on this show. Maybe we should re-air that today later. Came on this radio show in 2006 twice. He went to our public 9/11 truth event with over 1,200 people in Los Angeles at the Sheraton in downtown L.A. And yes, he's going to be live on this show several times this week, and there's going to be a videotaped interview with Charlie Sheen. But we didn't want to have all that come out today because we want the main focus to be on the 20 minutes with the president, because he knows the media is going to try to go in and dissect what he says in a live interview, twist it, distort it. So he wants it to be on the 20 minutes because that has the evidence and the documentation. And it's put in the context of the discussion and debate he'd like to have with the president so it would go viral. Let's go ahead now and just play a minute and a half clip. More's coming up with Charlie Sheen, where I interviewed him at his home. Here it is.
Charlie, it's great to be here with you. Appreciate you doing this interview.
Likewise, Alex. Thank you.
Why, after 3 years of silence concerning 9/11, are you now speaking up? And why have you written this public letter that you've now published?
Well, Alex, I wrote this letter for two reasons. Firstly, I wanted to create a public document specifically rooted in fact. If anybody dares question that, I would encourage those people to scrutinize it, to research it. The truth is unchanging, Alex, as we both know. The only aspect of this piece that had to be manufactured were the president's words. Everything else will withstand the critical assault I'm more than prepared to endure. And secondly, this is our first new president since 9/11, and consequently his first 9/11 anniversary in office. Enough stonewalling, enough media manipulation, enough media mantra speak. The families deserve better, Alex. America deserves better. I mean, come on. Come on, people. The 9/11 Commission report is a blatant work of manipulation, secrecy, and fiction. Come on. The time is now. Demand the truth. I personally cannot stand idly by any longer and pretend like a new investigation is just going to fall out of the heavens right into our Congress. We have to take action. We have to stand as one. We must insist that our new president deliver on his promises.
All right. And that is from a 20-plus minute interview. Again, taped interviews, video interviews, live interviews, all coming up this week. More coming up later. That is actor, director, family man, freedom lover, Charlie Sheen. And I will give you again the same quote that I quoted live on CNN with AJ Hammer back in 2006, the Mark Twain quote. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Charlie Sheen, we salute your courage. We salute what you've done, and we salute everybody out there that is taking 20 minutes with the president. And the other article, Charlie Sheen requests meeting with Obama over 9/11 cover-up, and getting it out to everybody right now. This is so, so essential. If you missed part of that or just tuned in, coming up later, in fact, we'll do it right at the bottom of the hour, I will re-air that. And we'll also take that snippet where I just introduced it and played it and posted it up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, and also in higher quality for folks that were watching live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And this will all be archived up on the site today. I want to get into the statements by six of the 10 9/11 Commission members saying it was a cover-up and a lie and a fraud. I want to get into two of the five counsels, the lawyers, saying it was all a fraud and a lie, and they knew it was a criminal cover-up. And I want to go over the 20 minutes with the president coming up today as well. Then we're going to open the phones up. They're not open right now. They're not open yet. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. This is just amazing, though, to be part of this and to be here seeing this happening. Because if other prominent people and just the general public learn that they can put posters up on street corners, they can call into talk radio, they can go to town halls, that they can go to events, it will bring the system to its knees. What have I always said? People say, what are solutions? I say local control. We have 30-plus states moving or who have already passed resolutions against federal incursions violating the Tenth Amendment. 800-plus cities. I had the idea to have cities and counties and states pass laws against the Patriot Act saying the Bill of Rights and Constitution was still alive in their cities. That's been implemented all over the country. Just because I had that idea, you took the ball, ran with it. Think about 9/11 Truth. Day one, I came on air and I said, they staged the attacks, go public. We've got to found 9/11 Truth to tell the truth, or they'll stage more terror attacks and use this for total control. Again, another example of the vision, the idea, taking action. It's simple. I know history. I knew we could have victories. And the last year, I've been saying, go to more than that. I've been saying, go to city halls, go to county commissioners, go to public events, go see your congressman. All those videos of me back in the late 90s confronting Congressman Lloyd Doggett and others by myself. Now it's hundreds doing it. That's the idea. The people seeing the power they have. This is about the people standing up. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Minutes with the President by Charlie Sheen. It is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's done in the format of a conversation with the President so that people will actually read it all and look at it and ask themselves why this is never asked of the President. Asking themselves why there hasn't been a new investigation. You put out another article of the tens of thousands that have been put out laying out all the facts, it gets ignored. This way it will get a lot of attention. That's how public relations works. And that's why we've done it this way. That's why Charlie Sheen has done it this way. And we're going to be putting out a press release in the next hour Again, we're asking everybody to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and get 20 minutes with the president and to email it out to everybody, get it out to everybody, post it everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so important. Coming up, I'm going to play that clip of Charlie Sheen again, talking about why he wrote 20 Minutes with the President. And again, he's coming up live tomorrow, and then on Friday we have a video that I shot with Charlie a week and a half ago out in Los Angeles where he speaks directly. Well, you'll see. I'm going to leave that as a surprise, ladies and gentlemen. And again, this 20 Minutes with the President is only the opening salvo to get the President's attention. A genius idea, really is genius, by Charlie Sheen. And I can't wait to see how the media and the COINTELPRO try to spin this, but that'll only give us more attention. So it's also designed, really, to have the neocons and other people attack it and take the bait. And they just can't help themselves. So, again, all the people attacking, that only feeds in to making it that much bigger of a story. That's what we're counting on. You want to be quite honest. And I'm not letting any secret out there. The establishment is knows how things work, but they just can't help themselves. Send it to Bill O'Reilly. Send it to Sean Hannity. Try to call into Sean Hannity's show. Try to call into Bill O'Reilly. Oh, he quit his radio show. Somebody listened to it. Call into Glenn Beck. Get him to discuss it. Get him to talk about it. In fact, there's a video I want to play coming up to really show people who the real Glenn Beck is. Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. And so we will go over that as well. But, again, this is done in the context of an open letter to the president of the conversation Charlie Sheen would like to have with him. He is asking for the meeting. And Charlie wrote this the way he sees politicians with their canned answers. Many of these answers are actual answers or paraphrase answers that Obama and Bush and other politicians have given when they've been confronted with these issues or even small pieces of this. They just say, oh, it's a conspiracy. Don't look at it. It's not a conspiracy theory that six of the 10 9/11 commission members and two of the five council members, the lawyers, have come out saying it's a complete cover-up and a complete fraud. And we're going with the 20 minutes with the president first so that in the context of this, people will look at the evidence in the bibliography. That is what this is all about. And then, of course, the establishment will take the bait to want to attack Charlie Sheen. I mean, he really is the perfect person because they'll love a few things in his background to go after him. Charlie knows that. It's about the information in the letter, though, as he said in the piece describing it. 20 minutes with the president. So we're going to come back and read over 20 minutes with the president. It's very, very lengthy, pretty lengthy. I don't know how many pages is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 pages long. If you want to get technical, it's about 15 and a half pages long. And it is already spreading all over the web. I want to thank everybody. It's already a huge success, just 4 hours into its launch today. And it's even more perfect that they happen to be hyping up the whole Van Jones thing. He was going to resign over calling Republicans names, over saying he was a communist, over saying that it's really total wealth redistribution. The green jobs is to take over the economy. That, by the way, is in the news today. I'm going to cover some of that. So the media is really hyped to attack 9/11 truth. But what's going to happen is when they attack this, the 20 minutes with the president, thinking it's something they can attack, it's like a poison pill. They grab onto it like a fish and go, oh, look, you know, Charlie didn't really talk to the president. Well, it says right there he didn't. But it says this is the meeting he'd like to have. And then people in mass will see the evidence in it within the second page, read those quotes with links to the Washington Post and other mainstream publications where the 9/11 Commission members are saying it's a complete total fraud. 60% of the 9/11 Commission members, and what's 2 out of 5 with the council members? What is that, 35%? Or 2/5? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back after this quick break, play that Charlie Sheen clip again, brand new clip, and a lot more right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
CNN during the break is covering Bigfoot caught on tape. Talk about shoddy journalism and stage stunts. They do this every single day. We're countering them with our own operation. Charlie Sheen calling on the activists of America to come out for 9/11 truth, to come out against the war, to come out against the secret arrest, the police state, all of it. In fact, I want to air, coming up a few minutes from our 2006 interview with Charlie Sheen. Then I'm going to read 20 minutes with the president and open the phones up next hour. But let's go ahead now and re-air a minute and a half of the interview I did with Charlie Sheen, an audio interview a few weeks ago. And then again, there's a video interview I did a week and a half ago, and then live interviews with him coming up as well tomorrow and on Friday. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the clip where he explains the letter. Here it is, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie, it's great to be here with you. Appreciate you doing this interview.
Likewise, Alex. Thank you.
Why, after 3 years of silence concerning 9/11, are you now speaking up? And why have you written this public letter that you've now published?
Well, Alex, I wrote this letter for two reasons. Firstly, I wanted to create a public document specifically rooted in fact. If anybody dares question that, I would encourage those people to scrutinize it, to research it. The truth is unchanging, Alex, as we both know. The only aspect of this piece that had to be manufactured were the president's words. Everything else withstand the critical assault I'm more than prepared to endure. And secondly, this is our first new president since 9/11, and consequently his first 9/11 anniversary in office. Enough stonewalling, enough media manipulation, enough media mantra speak. The families deserve better, Alex. America deserves better. I mean, come on. Come on, people. The 9/11 Commission report is a blatant work of manipulation, secrecy, and fiction. Come on. The time is now. Demand the truth. I personally cannot stand idly by any longer and pretend like a new investigation is just going to fall out of the heavens right into our Congress. We have to take action. We have to stand as one. We must insist that our new president deliver on his promises.
All right, Charlie Sheen, and he is asking you, he's going public, he's asking for a meeting with the president. He wrote an article with the facts in it of what he believes that meeting might be like. And 20 minutes with the president, get it out to everybody, and the article, Charlie Sheen requests meeting with Obama over 911 cover-up. It's up to you. The ball is in your court, ladies and gentlemen. The establishment will try to divert, distract, turn all their armies of COINTELPRO people loose. That's because they're scared of this information. And this is only the opening salvo, okay? And for the mainstream media calling, yes, Charlie Sheen wrote the letter. He wrote the piece. And you just heard Charlie Sheen saying that right there. The media will even try to deny that Charlie Sheen even wrote that letter. That appears to be one of the spins that they are putting out, which is what we expected. And look for all sorts of, I mean, if they threaten to arrest Mark Cuban over this behind the scenes, just talking about putting out Loose Change Final Cut with me, Charlie, and Loose Change guys, God knows what they'll try here. We know we're going into a very, very serious storm here. But we're doing it because no pain, no gain. Fortune favors the bold, and the fortune we want is liberty and freedom for our children and our children's children for our future. Now, I've got some media I need to talk to, and we're working on some other issues. While I do that for 5 minutes, we're going to play this Glenn Beck piece. I was stunned by how good it was last night when I saw it. It's up on Infowars.com, showing you the fake right wing, how Beck comes in and says he's anti-New World Order, but then at key areas, at key points, he supports the banker takeover, bailout. He says arrest patriots. He badmouths Ron Paul. And it's got some clips showing Napolitano, who's got a much better record of actually being a patriot than Glenn Beck does. And I guess that's why Napolitano, they kind of keep him on the internet for Fox TV and occasionally fills in for Beck. So I want to play this clip. We'll see what Glenn Beck does with his Charlie Sheen situation. Then we're going to queue up that 2006 interview with Charlie Sheen and play a little bit of that. And then coming up 20 minutes with the president. So here is the video titled, Glenn Beck is a Neocon, Not a Libertarian. Here it is.
The Patriot Act is the most dastardly direct assault on human liberty and on guaranteed rights in the Constitution that the Congress ever enacted since the Alien and Sedition Acts 200 years earlier. All efforts by the government to bail out private industry are unconstitutional. The reasons are profound. They're grounded in the Constitution.
I'm a dope. I'm a rodeo clown. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
I believe so deeply in our Constitution.
I was for the Patriot Act.
You know that I am actually a libertarian at heart.
I think the bailout is the right thing to do.
I believe so deeply in our Constitution.
I was for the Patriot Act.
You know that I am actually a libertarian at heart.
The $700 billion that you're hearing about now is not only, I believe, necessary, it is also not nearly enough.
There was one guy last year that was Ron Paul. When you were on CNN, you would act like he was kind of crazy kooky guy. And
I still act like he's crazy kooky guy.
Well,
the Ron Paul revolution. I think it's meant to be a catchy slogan, but I fear some of his fringe supporters are taking the word revolution too literally.
Hey, Glenn, real quick, how did you and your network benefit from associating Ron Paul supporters with domestic terrorism?
When you were escorted out,
after asking him your question. Glenn Beck stopped, turned to the crowd, and started applauding.
You're about to hear is the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The man has total credence when it comes to the economy. The man does not necessarily have credence when it comes to the war on terror.
And Tim there suggests that we think of the economy, but not in foreign policy. You can't do that. They're one and the same. That's where all the money's going.
If you've seen any of the stuff that Glenn Beck has been doing,
he's on occasion is a demagogue.
The religious fanatics that are decapitating people. Does Hitler come to mind? For the love of our children.
And they are preparing a Holocaust, the second Holocaust.
He has been pretty discourteous.
Earlier today, I had the opportunity to sit down in the Oval Office with the President of the United States. President Bush is a man who personally feels the pain of every lost soldier. I can tell you that the President has incredible passion and resolve.
Those weapons of mass destruction have got to be somewhere.
That is the real story tonight. Back in a minute.
Neocon, not libertarian. I just wanted to get that out there. Now, obviously, folks, I'm not going to just cover 20 minutes with the president and Charlie Sheen today, though more of that's coming up. This is the type of news we have in our stack. From being called kooks just a few years ago to now, question a doctor, lose your child, Times of London, same thing happening in the United States. If your daughter dies or gets paralyzed from the Gardasil shot, even though they admit it's killing and paralyzing people, the CPS then comes and takes your other children. That's what they were told. Labor's secret plan to send overweight children to NHS fat camps, taking your kids to raise them in the dormitories. UN wants new global currency to replace dollar. London Telegraph, open announcement. We told you this. This is what Fall of the Republic, my new film coming out October 21st, is all about. See, global currency, world government, the very bankers that engineered the Ponzi scheme setting this up. Eco nanny state. Nancy Pelosi, every aspect of our lives will be subjected to an inventory. Remember that? France mulls CO2 taxes on citizens. A bunch of other European countries. Germany's environment minister says all you will pay a carbon tax on everything you do. A national ID card will be used to track everything you do. I told you that a decade ago because Club of Rome said it. German government advisor, again, proposes personal CO2 budget for everyone on planet. Michael Moore says capitalism is evil, says new Michael Moore film, a guy that's worth $400 million. See, the big banks are the monopoly men. They want socialism and communism for you. They take your wealth and suck it offshore. That is just some of what's coming up today. Again, you just heard the live first time, you know, aired here live on the radio. We just played the interview I did with Charlie Sheen. Live interviews with him actually on via the phone coming up. In the next few days, more of the taped interviews, the videotape interviews, that's all coming up. But I wanted to bring people back because I got a bunch of emails this morning saying, you know, Charlie Sheen didn't write this letter. You don't know Charlie Sheen. People forget that he went public for 9/11 Truth on this show 3 years ago in 2006. And he was at the big C-SPAN event we did in L.A. and spoke on stage. So, yes, Charlie Sheen wrote this. Yes, it's done to get the most amount of attention in the context of an interview with the president, to bring people into it, to read it, to see, you know, to make it interesting to read, then to then read all the facts and links that are in it. So, yes, the mainstream media calling. Yes, you can call Charlie Sheen's publicist. This is real. Charlie Sheen wrote this. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to a little bit of montages of the interview I did with Charlie Sheen and some of the CNN clips. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Plus, a Charlie Sheen shocker. Tonight, the actor's stunning statements on 9/11. Maybe the airplanes did not take down the Twin Towers. And maybe the government is covering it all up.
Taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
Showbiz Tonight investigates the startling allegations.
Of course, you remember where you were on September 11th.
Oh, absolutely, AJ. I was at work at CNN in Atlanta, and I remember being in complete and utter shock
and dismayed.
Yeah, I was working as well here in New York City, and like most people, just thinking this is absolutely unbelievable. Well, there's another thing that you may not believe about September 11th and what someone is saying. Charlie Sheen, star of CBS's successful sitcom Two and a Half Men, says point blank, 9/11, the Pentagon, the World Trade Center, all a cover-up. Is this for real? Well, Showbiz Tonight has the tape that has people asking, what's the truth?
The more you look at stuff, especially specific incidents, specific events in or around the fateful day, it just raises a lot of questions.
Charlie Sheen has his own questions about 9/11, and Showbiz Tonight has obtained the explosive interview from the radio show of fringe journalist Alex Jones. Sheen normally gets laughs as the bachelor on the hit CBS sitcom Two and a Half Men.
Wow. You're even better than a dog.
But now, Sheen is courting controversy by questioning the official story on 9/11.
We're not the conspiracy theorists on this particular issue, you know? It seems to me like, you know, 19 amateurs with box cutters taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
So what exactly are Sheen's questions about 9/11? For one, Sheen is questioning the official story of what caused the World Trade Center collapse, that the impact of the two planes caused fires that weakened the building's support columns. In the interview, Sheen says he wondered if the buildings could have been brought down by a deliberate, yes, deliberate implosion.
I saw the South Tower hit live. That famous wide shot where it disappears behind the building, and then we see the tremendous fireball. And it was just there was a feeling that, it just didn't look, didn't look like any commercial jetliner I've flown on any time in my life. And then when the buildings came down, later on that day, I was with my brother, and I said, hey, call me insane, but did it sort of look like those buildings came down in a controlled demolition?
Sheen is also questioning how a commercial airliner could have hit the Pentagon.
Show us this incredible maneuvering. Just show it to us. Just show us, you know, how this particular plane pulled off these maneuvers. What was it, a 270-degree turn at 500 miles an hour, descending 7,000 feet in 2.5 minutes, skimming across the treetops, the last 500 meters, 4 feet off the ground.
Sheen also jumped on a favorite target of 9/11 conspiracy theorists, President Bush. Sheen questions why the president, after an aide told him about the attacks, continued with his Florida school appearance.
It seemed to me that upon the revelation of that news, that the Secret Service would grab the president and remove him as if he were on fire from that room.
Ever since that horrible day, conspiracy theories about the attacks have spread far and wide through the internet. As writer Webster Tarpley tells Showbiz Tonight, Sheen is not alone in his opinions.
There was a Zogby poll that was carried out last August, actually August of 2004, by now, which showed that about 50% of the people in New York City believed that top government officials had knowledge in advance of what was going to happen.
Still, it's safe to say that most experts and most Americans place the blame for 9/11 only on Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, not the U.S. government. Even she knows his comments may not go over well with many people.
And I'm sure I'm being demonized across the nation by, you know, all of the people that do that sort of thing.
Thank you. Hey there. Happy almost Easter.
Hey, back at you. Thank you.
You had some interesting comments. You were on a radio show, and you talked about 9/11, and you have, is it a theory, or you just don't believe the government account of what happened on 9/11?
I just had questions.
Yeah.
I had a lot of questions. And the forum I chose to voice those questions in is the Alex Jones radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And just because he's a guy that I've been a fan of and followed for a lot of years. And, you know, I got attacked. I mean, there were a lot of hit pieces. The reaction was
People get
severe.
Very mad when celebrities mad. Have
no,
opinions.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I know he's not qualified. He doesn't, you know, he's just who the hell is he to have an opinion about something so horrible. And you know, it was sad because they didn't really take a look at any of the stuff I was asking them to look at, any of the evidence or any of the stuff that generated those questions, you know. And they said, oh, he's another tinfoil hat wearing Hollywood clown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the only you know, I felt that the only validation I needed was just being a tax-paying American that loves my country.
Yeah, and you, I mean, it's just something that you wonder about, and you would like to know more about,
sure.
I assume. And do you,
sure.
Did you study the tapes? And you?
I've done a lot of research, and it's not just me, it's the people that have come before me, the experts and the engineers and the physicists and the scientists and the scholars that raised a lot of these things, and I took a look at their research and said, yeah, it doesn't add up. A lot of it doesn't add up, hence these questions, you know. And there's two areas. There's Building 7, and there's the five frames from the Pentagon. Don't listen to me. Do your own research, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, what happened to a time in this country when we were entitled, when we had a constitutional and a God-given right to be curious about things that didn't make sense? That's
well,
all it was.
We have a lot of
All right, folks, we are back live, and I'm going to get into 20 minutes with the president. But first, I want to hit this. Bank of the World, open announcement into the dollar. As the central banks actually try to drive the dollar down, gold going up to $1,000 announced today, a lot of other important news and information. We are live. It is Tuesday, September 8th, 2009. I'm Alex Jones. You can read 20 minutes with the president at InfoWars.com. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, if we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Over a year after we gave you the skinny on what was going on behind the scenes with the persecution of Charlie Sheen and then Mark Cuban by the Bush White House, behind the scenes saying, sending him emails, calling him, the Securities and Exchange Commission saying, we're going to come after you, not even saying about what. We're going to investigate you if you don't not do this movie. You better not release Loose Change Final Cut or we're going to come after you. And then a year after they did that, they indicted him. And he fought them and they had to drop it because he had the email and he swore in court to the phone call. The threatening phone call. That's what the kind of stuff we go through to try to bring you this information. You know, if it's just stupid conspiracy theories, why would the White House, talk about an enemies list, go after billionaires like Mark Cuban? Insider trading or political persecution? And it goes through that article. And you can go read it for yourself. So that's the type of bravery that Charlie Sheen has, knowing all this went on behind the scenes, and then it came out in the mainstream news exactly as we had said it had happened, it did. Kind of like when I tell you the FBI's been here, but I'm under a gag order and can't talk about it, and later it comes out in the Associated Press. Why? Now, this is the real world, folks. We're here at the front lines. We're dealing with killers here when we bring you this information. So I'm asking listeners to please go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and get 20 minutes with the president that Charlie Sheen and I spent so much time writing and putting together, and send it to thewhitehouse.gov, send it to Glenn Beck, send it to all the talk show hosts, send it to everybody, and tell them that we want these answers responded to. Don't just call conspiracy theories when six of the 10 9/11 commission members are saying that the official story was a lie and a fraud and that they wanted to have criminal prosecution of the Pentagon and the White House for covering up. All those quotes are in the 20 minutes with the president piece that Charlie Sheen wrote. And then there's this story from PrisonPlanet.com. Charlie Sheen requests meeting with Obama over 911 cover-up. Actor demands investigation be reopened after majority of 9/11 commission members say government lied about official story. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. This is extremely, extremely, extremely important. I don't have to stress enough how important it is. Now, we're going to come back, and I'm going to start the next hour, and I'm going to read on air. It'll be grueling to read 16 pages. 20 minutes with the president. So that is coming up. I did want to thank some of our sponsors today. And one of them is SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food and feed your loved ones. If we have another Great Depression in this country, which we hope doesn't happen, it'll be essential to be able to feed yourself. Plus, it's just fun to have a garden, and it's healthy to have non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. And SurvivalSeedBank.com's got the best survival seed bank out there we've seen, and it's a great price. SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Also, frontsite.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Frontsite Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. And it's got a free email list, a lot of free online stuff at frontsite.com. It's not good enough just to own a bunch of firearms, ladies and gentlemen. You need to actually know how to use the firearms. And this is no drill instructor or macho attitude. It's a family environment. Frontsite.com. Act fast and they'll give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Frontsite.com. Frontsite.com. FrontSight.com. Check out Frontsite.com today. And don't forget to support us so we can pay for this whole operation, to support the sponsors, and to go to InfoWars.com for the secure online video bookstore shopping cart to get films like Terror Storm, Endgame, and The Obama Deception. Stay with us. Third hour. Straight ahead.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.